7:28 p.m.
What is going on here? If you check your local chronometer, you will notice that the actual time is 19:30 UTC. This is an interesting time of day, only because this is the traditional time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. The show on a non-radio that you are listening to right now. Oh, it's a lovely day. I'm drinking tea. It's good tea. So delicious. I love drinking tea. Regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee are already perfectly well aware that I'm a big tea drinker. And they are also aware that I have a cat. My cat's name is Pippa, and she's been outside the door of my office here giving me some yangy business. Oh, and here she is, sitting on the floor. Oh, now standing up, waving at me. Hi! Oh, and somebody's running upstairs. Okay, well, I think what we'll do here is put my tea down. And we'll put that right there. And, you know, while we're here, let's go ahead and stick this over here. And we'll just pop this out. Rock and roll. All right, so now we got to go figure out what the cat wanted. Okay, so as I walk back over here to the stairs, the cat's standing here looking at me. Hi. Hi, what are you doing? Is somebody a good baby? Where are you going? We're not very talkative today. My cat does not feel like talking much, apparently. No, here she goes. Hi, meow, what? Oh, is it a good morning for kitties? It's a good morning to you. Hello. Say hello like Hello Kitty. Say hello. Yeah. So, yeah, my cat doesn't feel like talking. Which is weird, because very often in the morning, she will never shut up. She'll just sit there and say, meow, 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 I'm a baby. And I say, yeah, 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 I know. Well, meow, hi, hi, what are you doing? What are you doing down there, just rubbing your face up against the cabinets? Yeah, that's fun, isn't it? Yeah, well, let's rub our face against the kitchen cabinets. Yes, because you're a baby. And when you rub your face up against the cabinets, what does that mean? That you own them? Yeah, you own the cabinets. You're so owny. Yes, you own it. Okay, so now we're out here by the back door. Hi, what's you doing? You want to say kitty noises on the radio for me? Because it's always fun to listen to kitties say me hi. Great. Great. We're not going to get anything. We're not going to get anything out of the kitty today, are we? We're not going to get anything out of the cat. Oh, jeez. I started walking and she ran between my legs. I almost fell down. Yeah, you're trying to make me trip. Are you trying to trip me? Here, let's see if we can get you to talk by turning on the water. Oh my goodness, the water is flowing. What does a kitty think about that? Yeah, this just isn't going to fly today. So, we'll just pick up the kitty cup. Pour out the old kitty water. Get some new kitty water. And put it back on the floor. Yes, look, I got you some kitty water. Yes, look at that. It's kitty water for a baby like you. You like special kitty water, we know. Yeah, okay. This isn't gonna fly. Just can't get my cat to talk on the radio. Oh, maybe it's too early. I am up a little bit earlier than I normally a.m. I mean, I actually woke up at... What time was that this morning? What time would that be in UTC? See, here's my clock. I got up about 40 minutes ago. It's still nice and early. And I thought, well, you know, maybe I should get up because I gotta do some stuff today. Like, I need to go to the store and get some sugar. And I need to... What else was I gonna do? I know that there was some other stuff that I was going to do. I just don't remember exactly what it was. I also gotta get graham crackers at the store. And there was something else. Oh, yeah, I gotta get some more tea. Not really. I've got 3 boxes of tea. But still, I feel better when I have more of it. Yeah. Yeah, geez. Sinuses are going again. I thought that was done with for today, but apparently not. So I guess this would be a good time to go to numbers. Who wants numbers? Of course, we all want numbers. So, what are the numbers today, numbers lady?
The numbers are 257, number 395, number 450, number 508, number 780, number 860, number 896. Thank you.
Oh, you are very welcome, numbers lady. Thanks for those sweet numbers again today. Everybody likes numbers. But there is some bad news. There is a downside to all of this. And that's the fact that you're not going to believe what's on right now. Pride and Prejudice. Oh, it's not quite Sense and Sensibility. But it's still pretty good. Pride and Prejudice. Which one? It's the Keira Knightley one. Oh, I like this one. I like Keira Knightley. This one is pretty good. Oh, maybe we need to punch it in for the sake of review.
Indeed, much more rational, but rather less like a bull.
It's all about rationality.
What a fine, imposing place it is, to be sure, is it not, my dears?
Yes, but what place
is it? In the county.
Mr. Darcy?
Miss Bennet?
There she is.
What's the house they're talking about?
I don't know how to thank you.
You're welcome any time you feel the least bit poorly.
Thank you for your stimulating company. It has been most instructive.
Not at all. Pleasure is all mine.
I love her. I forget her name. She's in that other movie I like.
Miss Elizabeth?
Anyway, here they are, pulling away from the stately home. What set did they use? What is this house in real life? What's your guess, kids?
And then there's one great long lash, just like a cow. Did you see him?
Yeah. And cut. Of course, it was Blenheim Palace. You can't have any English costume drama without including Blenheim Palace. Blenheim is the seat of the Duke of Marlborough, even today. It still exists, and if you've ever seen any movie in the history of mankind that takes place anytime between the years... Now, let me think. No, I'm not doing the math in my head. I'm really not the history guy. But, yeah. Blenheim. It's fun. Oh, and I forgot what I was supposed to be doing. Why am I watching this? I'm supposed to be watching Sky Sports News. Hey, there's Steve Bruce. Steve Bruce, the manager of Newcastle, is talking. I don't know what he's talking about. But this is good tea. There's a game today. I need to find out when the game is. I'm sure it's a little bit later. It's not this morning. It's, why am I even messing around with this? Let's just push the damn button. There we go. Well, I thought it would be coming up next, but no, coming up next for an hour is Lucas Oil Motorsports from Hurricane Mills, Tennessee. I should probably watch that because that sounds like that might be a tractor pull. Tractor pulls entertain me. Okay, here we go. What time is it now? It's a little bit after 19:30, so... Oh yeah, the game's not on until 22:30 UTC, so I got plenty of time. This is great. So now I can do the show, then I can go to the store, and... Oh yeah, I was going to go to the bank too, that's it. I got to get money to buy the stuff at the store. And then I'm good. And then I also got to call this guy. I got to call my friend. Such delicious tea. Now I know what you're all thinking. You're all thinking, Tobe, does this mean that you are freeing up your day so you can watch 90210? Well, of course it does not mean that. Because the other bad news is that 90210, the four-hour block of 90210 doesn't start for another, like 20 minutes. So, there will be no 90210 today. I hate to disappoint everyone, but, you know, that's just the way it goes sometimes. Some days you have 90210, other days you don't. There are two kinds of days on the calendar. The days in which you have 90210, and those in which you do not. And I thought, oh, that would be cool, a 90210 calendar where you just had this magic calendar that told you when it was on. Then I started thinking, 90210 calendar, what a stupid thing, that would never exist. And then I'm starting to realize, no, 90210 calendars probably existed back in the 90210 days. Not the kind of calendar I mentioned, of course, but, you know, your basic sort of pinup calendar. Yeah, that probably existed. I can't prove it. But, I'm sure it exists. Oh, yeah. I do like drinking tea, but that tea is starting to cool off. I'm going to have to heat that back up. Oh, and I just remembered something else. Last night, right before I was going to go to bed, for some reason... YouTube recommended a video for me. How did you know? How did you know that I wanted to watch the AT&T Tech Channel? Wait, was that what it was called? I think so. Yeah, so a video pops up. It's like a 15-minute video on stepper switches. And I'm like, oh, of course I gotta watch that. Right? Yeah, it's an AT&T video. It's really, you know, Bell System. It's a Bell System film produced by the Bell System. Oh, it was great. How steppers work. Oh, it was super cool. And then, of course, that suckered me into watching like four more of these ancient AT&T videos that were just so cool. So if you want to see like old cool phone company stuff on YouTube, I do recommend... The AT&T Tech Channel. So great. So great. So yeah. I'm sitting here watching Sky Sports News. And they're telling me that there's a boxing match coming up. I don't care. I don't care. I want more football. Okay, so yeah. We've got a game in a while. Nothing more to really think about, is there? What does it mean? Does that mean we got to go to a musical interlude? It might just mean that. I was thinking of something last night, but I can't remember what it was. I was listening to some Cult. Who remembers the Cult? sort of a strange band, sort of a strangely underrated band, but on the other hand, the cult was just a weird band, and I didn't like them at first. You know, I heard like the first album or two, and then Revolution came out, and that was kind of okay. There was a couple of songs on there. I was like, all right, yeah, this is all right. And then they sort of went in a different direction for the album Electric, but that album was, I just love that album. It's no genius piece of work in this sense that, oh yeah, listen to these individual achievements and brilliance. No, this is all pretty simple music. It's just fun and it's great. So, you know, I love the Cult in the same way that I love AC/DC. And what do I like more, the Cult or AC/DC? I don't know. I would say I would like the Cult a little bit more because they just have more songs that I really like. I don't know. I don't know how to express this. So does that mean we're listening to the Cult today? Maybe. Should we? I don't know. When I woke up this morning, I had the song Wildflower stuck in my head. So, what does that mean? What's it going to be? Do we want to do Wildflower or Fire Woman or Love Removal Machine or She Sells? Now, of course, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, is there any difference between these songs? Aren't these all the same song? Well, yes and no. I'm sure it seems that way to the layperson. Because, you know, take a song like Fire Woman. And then take a song like Wildflower. Okay, they sort of have the same rhythm there. And in the song Wildflower and in the song Love Removal Machine, he does sing about a fire woman. That's a lyric he likes a lot. A combination of words that Ian Astbury really appreciates. Fire woman, fire woman. And his other favorite thing to do is, you know, shake it, shake, 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 shake it, baby. That's his, like, favorite fill. So, I don't know. What do you guys want to do? Is it going to be Fire Woman or Wildflower? Wildflower was first, but I don't know. So, we're just going in this direction. Non-sequential order. Non-chronographical order. Chronological order. Just wait for the shake it, shake, shake, shake it, shake it. still unclear. Who is to blame? Oh, I guess it was the fire woman. Sorry, I was confused there for a minute. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not dissing Ian Astbury here, but... And I said it before, this is some simple music. I love Ian Astbury. Why? Because... How do I explain this? Because he's perfect. He knows the role. It's as if somebody sat down and said, I want to be a rock star. How do I behave in a rock star manner? How do I be a rock star? And so he sat down and he studied everything throughout history, took the best stuff from everybody and said, okay, I'm going to front a band. And nobody's going to be able to tell our songs apart. Because it seems to me like Fire Woman is a combination of the previous songs, Love Removal Machine and Wildflower. It's just, aren't they the same song? I could be wrong. Oh, what was that? Are we going to actually listen to some more music? Yes, we are, but that's not it. What the hell is going on here? All I want to do is to squeeze in some Fire Woman by The Cult. That's all I want. I like this song because my high school band played it. Well, there's some other Cult songs too, wasn't there? Yeah, we did Revolution. Duh. Anyway, here we go. Wildflower. We'll be right back. Good stuff. But I do have a question. When is he going to love the wildflower? Oh, that's right. Every hour. Again, not making fun of Ian Astbury. Love the guy. And when he was chosen to replace Jim Morrison in The Doors, when The Doors went on tour a few years ago, I felt like, yes, that was the proper person to get. That was the right choice. Not only does he look like Morrison, Ian Astbury looks a lot like Jim Morrison, he's kind of got the same vibe, and he can do the same moves, and he's just that kind of guy. And, you know, if you watch old Doors videos with Ian Astbury, they're great, great, great stuff. And that just reminded me, I wanted to listen to something else, but we're probably going to have to do that tomorrow, or maybe I just listen later. But anyway, speaking of listening, you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee and all my personal opinions about the greatest band ever, The Cult. Maybe not the greatest band ever, but you should love them. Tune in tomorrow, 1930 UTC. I'm out of here.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.